This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
And now a moment of poignance. Tomorrow is the last day of work for America's Postmaster General. Patrick Donahue spent a 40-year career at the post office through snow, wind, and gloom of night. And his successor will have a lot on her plate, from high-tech competition to employee pensions. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
The Postmaster General makes about $275,000 a year, but it is a difficult job.
It should come with free therapy sessions.
David Hendel is an attorney with Hush Blackwell, who specializes in postal service contracting.
It's a huge enterprise. If it was a corporation, it would probably be a top 25 company.
Bureaucracy may be one of the biggest problems that besets the agency. Presumably the incoming Postmaster General knows that. Megan Brennan started out as a letter carrier in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Hendel says the head of the Postal Service has a lot of people to please.
You've got so many different constituencies.
There are very few decisions you can make without approval, according to Gene Del Polito. He heads a trade group called the Association for Postal Commerce.
When you're Postmaster General, you really have 535 members of your Board of Governors. They're all members of the U.S. Congress, and they all think they know your job better than you do.
In a farewell speech a few weeks ago, Postmaster General Donahue had a message for lawmakers. They need to find new ways to build consensus.
The narrow interests cannot continue to get in the way of the broader national interest.
Donahue singled out retiree health care benefits. The Postal Service is required to pre-fund them, something it's not been able to do for years now. And lawyer David Hendel says pensions are a growing problem.
People are living longer and longer lives, and therefore you can't really put enough away today for the liability later, or you haven't done that.
Hendel says there's this expectation that the Postal Service should be run like a business. But Rick Geddes, who teaches policy analysis and management at Cornell, says the Postmaster General's lack of autonomy has kept the USPS from being as nimble as it's needed to be.
We need to have fundamental postal reform at the legislative level that allows the Postal Service to adapt better to the realities of the communications marketplace.
Getty says that'll be something the new Postmaster General will push for, just as her predecessor did. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.